40,000 young adults from all over Europe and across the world are gathering in Zagreb, Croatia, for the 29th annual European meeting organized by the TESE community. The focus of the event, which concludes January 1st, is overcoming defeatism by choosing love. The program includes prayer and reflection workshops, which are being held in Zagreb's exhibition center, as well as in churches, museums, and mosques around the city. Spokesperson for the event is Brother Emil of the TESE community. He talked to Catherine Smybert about the importance of the event and how it continues the legacy of his community's founder, Brother Roger, also known as Brother Roger.
There have been European meetings every year since the late 70s, and Brother Roger had the idea many years ago, mainly preoccupied by the discouragement that there is in society in general, and perhaps in particular with young people, how to help them not give in to discouragement. So we've done this in many cities of Eastern Europe, Western Europe, but this is the first time in Croatia, a country where the wounds of the war are still very fresh. And so I think that's what's special about being in this year in Croatia, is being in a place where that has suffered only just a few years ago, the wounds of war, and how now to open up a new chapter in the history of Europe in this part of Europe. One of the things I think that young people go back with after a European meeting is a sense of prayer. Prayer will bring everyone together three times each day throughout the whole meeting, throughout the 4.5 days that we're together. And certainly that is one of the main wellsprings that they will draw from in the next few days. The second thing, of course, is meeting people from all over Europe who are searching, who come with open hearts, open minds. And that's one of the very positive traits, I think, of young people today, is there is this desire to meet people who are different, people who have a different story, a different culture. And so that's going to happen in many simple ways. To live a kind of parable, I think that parable is a good word. Jesus spoke in parables, and a European meeting is a little bit like a parable of the church, where something of the universality of the church can be seen and can be experienced by people.
The TESE meeting has received messages of support from Pope Benedict XVI, along with a variety of world religious and political leaders.
I think the messages that come from church leaders, Pope Benedict, the Patriarch of Moscow, the Patriarch of Constantinople, or the Archbishop of Canterbury, and Kofi Annan, I think they showed their trust in young people, because young people are the ones who must build, no, the society that is to come, and how to create enthusiasm in young people, not the desire to escape from reality, to rest from reality simply, but how to create an enthusiasm for the challenges that are ahead of us. And I think that's one of the great questions of leaders today. It's not enough to analyze the problems. It's not enough to know what has to be done or what should be done, but it's how to find the energy, the momentum to do these things. And I think that's what a European meeting is all about, really. It's helping young people discover a momentum, a desire, the energy to be creative today. And that's certainly what interests, I think, political leaders as well, because that's one of the most difficult things to do. There's so much skepticism when it comes to building something in society that certainly many are intrigued by the fact that these young people come together with such a strong desire to build together.
But for those of us who can't be there on the ground in Zagreb over those days, how can people get involved from afar?
Well, certainly people can accompany us by praying for all the young people who are here and gather. But these young people will go back to their countries also, and we are always sending them back to their parishes, to their churches. That's part of the messages of TESE. TESE is not a movement, so we encourage the young people to go back to their churches, and maybe when they go back, it would be great if they could share, if people could invite them to speak in their churches and get to know what they experienced. Young people are so touched to be invited and to know that there's a place for them, that they are expected, that they are taken seriously in their aspirations, in their hopes, and so maybe that's one of the ways also when they return, one of the ways of of sharing with them, of accompanying them, is to find ways of listening to them, and maybe they could tell others what they experienced.
Indeed, yeah. Young people were a very special focus of the late Brother Roger in the work that he did. And of course, we do remember his death during August, actually at the beginning, what marked the beginning of the World Youth Day, the Catholic World
yes.
Youth Day of 2005. How are these occasions continuing to respect the legacy that he has so marvellously set up?
Yes, I think that's what strikes people who are taking part in the meetings in the last 2 years, the second European meeting without Brother Roger, is that there is continuity. There is a faithfulness, I believe, to the legacy, that is the legacy of Brother Roger, and especially, I think, in the simplicity. The simplicity that Brother Roger cherished continues in the way that things are organized, in the prayers, in the songs, and in the way people relate to one another. And I think also in the courage that Brother Roger had to create with very little. No, he wanted always people to live the first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, to create with what we have, not to dream about a perfect church or a perfect society, but to start with what is there. And that goes on in Zagreb, and it's what happens here, and Brother Alois continued in that same spirit, and we'll talk every evening, just like Brother Roger used to do every evening, give a simple meditation, to try to open up access to young people, to the sources of our faith and of our hope. Brother Roger was very aware that young people often don't have the keys to have access to a complicated heritage, a complicated way of talking about the faith. But if we can give them the possibility of finding in the gospel, in prayer, in their experience of the church, with great simplicity, trying to live out a parable, if we can give them access to those sources of faith, then we are helping them find hope and helping them to go forward.
And our thanks there to Brother Emil of the Taizé community. He was speaking there to Catherine Smybert. Well, for more information and to be able to follow the Taizé meeting in Croatia, you can do so via their website. That's www.taizé.fr.